Avone, his foot became entangled in the string, and then he threw the string unintentionally without Kavone, and Sher Hameo Anodom, and was Mazik. So, what we say, Tesfis is reference to the case where the Kavone, but that's not what Tesfis says. Tesfis says, Dilinian, the only Merche Vishvilkach, Dilinian Kidashal Yeho, Kolkar Behazek. She atizu v'yaziku darkly is being shaper. So what does it mean darkly is being shaper? And if he did do it, that means he's negligent. So it was done with pshia, but tesis doesn't mean that according to the girse of b'adi ibadu v'azle komaski kechiu that he did it b'kavone mamesh. It means he did it with pshia, negligently, not b'kavone mamesh. So what's the comparison? So how does tesis mention raya? From the case of Fidli Keish, Ubaha Visorav Talis Haveri, and the case of Chof Haber, Ubaha Vidochav Shehaveri Seche, to the case here in question, where Reuven deposited a string and then Shimon walked without looking and his foot became entangled in the string and then unintentionally but negligently it hurled on another Moran Sheer Haveri and was Mazi. In the case of Chofa Beu Bacha Vidochav Shechaver Liseichai, in the case of Idli Keishu Bacha and Zorak Talis Chaveri, so he did it with Kavone, so Mele is the only one in Chayev. But in the case where Reuven left a string in the sidewalk and Shimon's foot unintentionally but negligently became entangled in the string, and then unintentionally but negligently without looking it hurled on an Odom, on Levi, or let's say on the Sheer, the Chamer of Levi, it was Mazik. So then it's negligently b'pshia but not b'kavone. So how does Tesfis equate that with the case of Chof Haber Ubacha Vidorav Sheh Haver Liseichai or Hidli Keish Ubacha Visorav Talis Haver? There is Bekavone Mamesh, here it's only Bipshe. Obviously, Tesfis equates a Maise Don Bekavone Mamesh. That's what Tesfis is saying. So he said, because Tesfis, Avol Hoche Hamigalgo Badeo. So Mele, he should be Mechuyev by himself, exclusively. And the one, the Balat HaKolet, the one who left the string, should be Patalik Amre. And that's the Gemara's Kashi. He bothered to ask, like, Maske Keicheu. So why do you say that the Baal HaKolet is also Chayev, we are Marbet, from Matzinu, from Fuetzah HaShofishabet. So, but here, he's not mischaving. The begalgal is not mischaving. He's only pisheya. Darkel is beinim. So he's not an onus gomo. Fine, he's not an onus gomo. So he's a pisheya, but he's not mischaving mabesh. So apparently, Tesfis assumes that not only in the case where bikavone mamish, shimen throws his sheir chaver into the bear, where bikavone mamish. Shimon throws the talis chaveri into the fire, so he is chayev by himself. But even the case where b'pshia does it, he is also chayev by himself. Then there is a stir. We heard the amrinon, they come. Oh, but as he says, in the case where the string was not an odom, was entangled in the string, but the behemoth, then both should be chayev. But in the case where an Odom's foot became entangled, then only the Odom should be chayev, and the Baal HaKol is potter. Then he says, Odom minuli kamon, b'feirik hapor ashir v'odom shedoch v'libeir l'nizok m'kulin chayovin dimashma afil ba'abeir tzorch lima dimayre Odom v'loi kavone dechivin deim b'kavone klal chayev ba'abeir k'moy Odom. So the question is, Sheev Odom Shadoch for the bear. So what happened? Reuven dug a bear. There's just rabbit. Then Shimon Sheir passed by the bear and Levi passed by the bear. So they both cooperated Shimon Sheir and Levi cooperated. They pushed Yehuda into the bear. And Yehuda was Narba. So Leon Zokin Kulan Chayovim. But the question is, since Levi was one of the participants, he should be the only one to be Chayov. Because he's an Arab. He's an Arab. So Tisvi says, so Chlima, Dimayere, Odom Beloi Kavon. So now this is implying, when do we say that if an Odom and the Sheir and the Bear are participants in one Hezek, so the Odom is the only one is Chayev, only if the Odom does it Bikavone. But if the Odom does it Shaloi Bikavone, then he doesn't patter the Adam Azikim, he doesn't patter the Balabeya. But that is in conflict with what I said before, that we can be Geiris, and the Gemara's kashi is, so why should the Balat HaKole be Chayev? Only the Megalvel should be Chayev. But over there is not the Kavone either, because Teisa says, Darker is very sharper. If it had reference to the case, the Kavone Mamesh, he has to resort to Darker is very sharper. He was Mechav Mamesh, as Darker is very. Darker is very means he wasn't Mechav, but he was negligent. So we see that the same aloha that implies that where an Odom Bikavone Mamesh participates in Hezek, then he patterns the Balabeya applies to the case where the Odom negligently participates, even though it's not Bikavone Mamesh, so he also patterns. So it's a stirim in Eubei. And here Teisa says, Hosom, the Gemara Daphne Gimel has referenced the case where the Odom was not Mishavi. But he was negligent, so he should also pattern. So what's the pshat? So what should we say? He was not mischavein, he was not even a shege called lemezit. He was not even a shege. He was not even a shege called lemezit. So mele, why does it say lenin dal dvon chay? So it's a kash. So that is very strange. The Lord only comes to the kapor. She avod and shtoch the buildings of Kol Chayov. The mash mafu la beir tzoch and my odom b'lei kavone. So what's it b'lei kavone? But Tisvi says that the Lord like mask kech is also b'lei kavone, but it's b'pshie. So that's why Tisvi says the chidn dein b'chavone klal. In other words, there are two kinds of enemies chavi. There is one kind of enemy mischavein, where is enemy mischavein, but it is kavone, it's not mamish kavone, but it is called lemezit. So in other words, in the case of an odom whose foot becomes entangled in his string, and then he hurls it, his darkly is being sharper. It's not actual kavane, but it's called the mezit. It's called the mischav. It's called the mischav. It's called the mischav. So mele, if it's called the mischav, so then he patterns the balabeya, but it's still difficult. So then he says, "Mashein kishir ve'odem shedoch lebeir liyin zokin kol chayovim." He doesn't patter the balabeya. Mashma is mashma. The tzolchim ademayra odom veloi kavone the chidn deim be kavone klal is chayv balabeya. So there Tesis applies it to a case where it's shkogo, it's not sheikov amazed. But then the question is, if it's shkogo, why is it chayv aledvorim? After all, Rashi says that when is there a chayv aledvorim, even kavone mamesh, even mezit mamesh, or sheikov amazed. But Gogo, like Yoshe, is part of the Lord. Now, when do we say that even not Mechav Mamesh, but he's currently Likavone? So then he patters the Balabeya only when he's currently Mezit. So if he's currently Mezit, so then he patters of the Balabeya. So he patters the Balabeya. So why does it say Linizokun Kulun Chayovim? So we have to say that there it has reference to the case where it's not even Shegek or the Mezit. He's just Shegek. If he's just Shegek, so where is the Dalet Vorim? So this tasteless is difficult from all sides. Monefshach. On one hand, Teisva says that even that if an Odom is mazik negligently, pshie, not because of mamish, he patters the balabeh. But when it's not him sheikov made it each gogo, then they are both right. Balabeh is chayim nisra. And then he has the kasha from Shev Odom Shadoch Libeir, Dimashma, a few Babia Tochlema, Dimayer Odom Beloy, and Mayer Odom Beloy Kavane, the hidden name be Kavane Klau. What do you mean Kavane Klau? It's not even she called the Mazik. He's Sheyik, like Yosha. So then he's Chayv Balabeir Kme Odom. Chayv Balabeir Kme Odom. So in other words, the Gemara of Shev Odom Shadoch Lebeir has referenced to a case where there was a pshiyeh, but not a pshiyeh Gemara of Sheik HaMezid, but ksas pshiyeh, like Yoshin. Because if it had been a pshiyeh Gemara, if it had involved a pshiyeh Gemara like Sheik HaMezid, so then he would pater the Balabeir, because just as in the case of our Gemara, because Darkly is Bainin. Darkly is Bainin doesn't mean his mamish mischave. Then Tejas doesn't have to say Darkly is Bainin. It means he's negligent. He shake all the mazit. So shake all the mazit patters the balabeah. But only real sheik doesn't patter the balabeah. But if it's a real sheik, there is no dalit void. So Tejas is very strange. Tejas is very strange. Unless we have several degrees. In other words, we have Mazit Mamish, we have Shei, and then we have Korevli Mazit, Korevli Mishavein, but not Shei Korevli Mazit. And then we have Shloga Mamish. So the question is, what are the going? First of all, Rashi says that there is only Mazit Mamish and Sheyig Mamesh, and Sheyig Kovel Mezit. But there should be another level between Kovel Mishavein, but not Sheyig, and more than Sheyig, and not Sheyig Kovel Mezit. I mean, where is it? And then, well, I don't think that we can finish the thesis, but, so we'll finish the thesis tomorrow, but we should go over the stire between this tasteless and the tasteless Daphne Gimel. Taste Daphne Gimel. Shea be Odom Shadoch Lebeya. Loy Shadoch Hafodom Bekavone. Dim King Balabiram and Mechayev. Di Otto in Yossi Odom Talisi Shal Chavere. Beei Shal Chavere. Vich Yishayev Balayish. Vim Teima Ari Shaloi Bekavone. Ama Yishayev Beishes. Vishleima Aki in Shiyoda Odom Bishas Nefilas Chavere. Vichosh Bekavone. Mide Dahave Anisaper Zidri. All right, we can't finish it now because I'm sorry that I started so late, but I was involved in the telephone because of the Pollard's case. We'll go over the thesis again, I mean, yeah, and then compare it to the thesis that from Gimli in Sheshanogos HaPor. La Suya Be'am is Galsgir B'cholas Form Kosu I B'hadli Ko'azle Ko'maske Keichu Pirish Akuntres Ligorasli, Vitaime Mishim Dambrino Likamon, Bifere Kameniach, in Darkon Shok Neodon is Benin Bidroch, Ubalatko Name in Lechaid in Tamora Mazi, Kelm Shun Hoshif Kiruach Mitsuyo, Vehavi Ishe. That's Rashi Shite. So Rashi rejects the Girse. Last week there was a Girse, Ligavi Dera Mizgal, Ibadrik Oslo Kamaski Kehu. So why should the balat, I call it the one who left, let's say, the stone or the string in the street, and then a person became entangled, his foot became entangled in the string, and then Bahadur Dikor Azle, so he threw the string, and it was mazik, a person or a behemoth. So why should the balat, I call it the one who left the string, be chayev, the person who threw it, whose foot the string was entangled, so he should be chayev, and he should be the only one to be chayev. Why? Because even though there are other mazikim, so Tosfos Klal is that when there are two participants in a hezek, one is a balabeir and one is an odom, if the odom is bikavone, then the odom is chayev and the balabeir is potter. For example, Ruvin digs a beir and shus rabim, then Shimon pushes down shevach hameir, pushes down shevach hameir or an odom into the pit. So then the odom Shimon who pushed down is chayev. And Ruvein is potter, because since there is another who is chayev, and he did it bikavone, so he patters the balabeir. But from Teis, so that's the Gemara's kasha. So Teis says, Teis is veinli mochki bishvul kach. The yuniye kidei shloyecho kokar bechizek, she atizo viyaziko ta'atel zveinli shapla. The Gemara in Ameniach says, that if Ruvein left the cat in the street, and then Shimon passed by and stepped on it and broke it, his potter, because the darkish Lord has been with Rochem, so Tis explains it. He's an honest gamo. You don't expect a person who walks in the street to walk like this. So he walks in a normal way. If he walks in a normal way, how can he notice a small thing, a small object like a cat? So that's only when he steps on it. But here, by stepping upon the rope or upon the stone, so he couldn't hurt anybody. He could trip himself, but not hurt anybody. So that means he pushed it with force. So he's not an onus, and he's a pesheya. And he's such a pesheya that he patters the balabeya. So we see from this case, some male, we don't have to reject the girsi. Ibad the kamaske keichu, he can be gerset. And we can't tell the kashe, but in darkish known has been rochim, that's when he steps up in it, but not when he pushes. And Teisa doesn't mean if he pushes it, he does it deliberately. So then Teisa doesn't have to say, Leinian Shaloyazik, Darkel is Benin Shapia. He was Mamish Mishavi. So that means that when Teisa says, when an Odom and the Balabeya are participating, are shooting in the Hezek, then the Odom is Chayev, if the Odom is Bikavone, he doesn't mean just Bikavone. Even Shaloy Bikavone, as long as he's a Pishia Gomo. What does Pishia Gomo mean? Shegikov Lemezit. Because we have four categories, four levels. We have Mezid Mamesh Bikavone. Then we have Shegikov Lemezit. And Shegikov Lemezit is Chayev Dalet Vorim, but he's Potter of Beishes. Mezit is Chayev Beishes too. Shegikov Lemezit is Chayev Nol Dalet Vorim, Potter of Beishes. Then we have Shegik Mamesh like Yoshin. So then he's potter of Dalet Vorim, but he's Chayev Nezik. And then we have Onus Gomo, that he's potter of everything. So we have four levels. Mezit Mamesh, Sheikov, Mezit, and Sheikik Mamesh, and Onus Gomo. So Sheikik Mezit Mamesh is Chayev in everything. He's Chayev even in Beishis. Then we have Sheik of Amazit Chayv and Dalet Vorim is Potter of Beishis. Then we have Sheik Mamish like Yoshin. He's Potter of Dalet Vorim, but he's Chayv Nezik. Then we have Nezik Oynes Gomo. He's Potter Ribm of Nezik. Then Tis is another aloha that if Saruvein makes a bear, and then Shimon pushes, let's say, Levi into the bear, or Levi Sheya, Levi Schameir into the bear. So Shimon is Chayv exclusively. And Ruvin is potter. We don't say if Shimon will push in Bishgog Mamesh, then there'll be shutvim. So Ruvin will pay a half, and Shimon will pay the half. But if Shimon pushes Levi or Levi Shei or Levi Schameya into the bay, Bikavone, then Shimon is chayev and Ruvin is potter. Or even if Shimon doesn't push Levi Bikavone Mamesh, but Bipshie Gmure, like Sheik Ovi Mezit. So he's also Shimon is Chayev and Ruvein is Potter. But if Shimon will push Levi Bishgoga Mamesh into the Be'er, then both will be Chayev, Ruvein will be Chayev Hev, and Shimon will be Chayev. These are the halachas mentioned by this list. Now let's see again. בכל הספורים כוסוף, אי בעל לקוס לקמאס ככיחו ופירש הקונטרס, לגוס, לביטיימי, שמדמרים לי כאן במניח, עם דלקון של בני אודם לסבינם בדרוכים, ובלעת הכל אינם אין לחי ומתעמוד המזיק, אלא משום לחושב כרוח מצויו, והווי אישי, ואין למרח כבשביל כך. דהיליין כדי של יחל כל קר בחיזק, שיעתיזו ויעזיקו דלק לסבינים שפ, so we see from this day's verse, that here we don't, the Gemara doesn't have reference to the case where Reuven left his string in the street and then Shimon was walking and his foot became entangled and then he hurled it. Bikavone mamish. So then he doesn't have to say to push it bechezek with so much force that somebody will get hurt. That is not an onus. Mashma, that the Gemara, when the Gemara has the kashi, Ibadit goes like a maske keichu, the Gemara reference to the case where Shimon pushed it negligently, but not intentionally. And still, Teisva says that the Megalgol, the Gemara's kashi is the Megalgol Shebechayev, and the Balat HaKole, the one who left the string or the Evel, should be Potter. So we see that Teisva is saying that not only when Shimon pushes Levi into the bear because mamesh, so Shimon is chayev completely and Reuven is potter. But even if he pushes him negligently, bipshie, not gogo but bipshie, so then he's also Shimon is chayev completely, the whole damage, and Reuven is potter. So meile loche porich keichu v'yis chayev amigalgal hakil v'loy. The loy balat hakore. Rafa gav the gabi kelif shenot lachore. Volach the godi shupor bigmor of the chay balagachlas name shubal hakore. Hayne mishum the kelif la vadeo. Some mele. The balap at a kole is also chay. Mashinkin when an odom is a participant. An odom bikavone or an odom bikshia is a participant. So then the balat hakore is potali gambe. אבל הוכה המגלגל בדיו תדע דמיד לקיש ובואחה ויסורת טליס חבר לחוף הבר ובואחה ודוח שחבר לסיכה אין סבורה שישחי בלבר ובראש והמגלגל ברד לבהימו אם היזיק בעד דאז לה ישחי ושניהם when the behemoth was the one whose foot became entangled. So then both are chayev. But if the Odom was the one whose foot became entangled, so then the Odom patters the balabim. V'hod amrino likamom v'rekaporo shir v'odom shetoch v'libeya v'nizok v'kun l'chayovin dimashma afilu balabeya. But the question is, since an Odom was one of the shutfim in the hezek, so he should patter everybody. So he says, "The mashav tzor lima the mayre odom beloy kavone, the chidin deim bikavone klal chayv balabeya." My odom. Now, so what is he saying now? That when does an odom pater? Only the balabeya. Only when the odom is bikavone. But if the odom is shaloy bikavone, then the odom doesn't pater. Then they are both chayv. Now, but we saw from the taste before, not dafke kavone mamesh, even pesheya. So when what it says is mean shaloi bikavone, he was not even pesheya either. He was ishgogo mamesh. So then he doesn't patter. But if he was a pesheya, not ishgogo, so then he patters. So let's see further. Then he says, so chlima de mayer odom lei kavone. Dichivin deim bikavone klau. So you see, the taste is emphasized here. The chidin dein bechavone klal. Why does Taisa have to say dein bechavone klal? The chidin dein bechavone. No, because if he said in bechavone, we would say even sheikol v'meizit. So it's not, but sheikol v'meizit does pata, because sheikol v'meizit, as we said yesterday, so he's higher for the ma'isa hezik. For the Maisa Ezek, so Mele, if he's higher for the Maisa Ezek, so when they have two shutfim, the Ibalabeir and one who is higher for the Maisa Ezek, so the one who is higher for the Maisa Ezek patters the Balabeya, who sold Mechayev is just the negligence of the Balabeya. Mashein Kei, if the Odom is Shaloi Bikavone Klal, not even Sheik of Mes, but it means Sheik Mamesh. So then on the level of Yoshin, or I not trying to say Yoshin, to push somebody when somebody's asleep, he doesn't push him. But it means on that level, in that prine, like Yoshin, Sheik Mamesh, not Sheik of Mes, then it doesn't patter, because then the Chiyuv of the Odom is also based upon Shmiras Gufei, not for the Maisa Esek. So Memele the Balabeir is Chayev because of Pshie, of Shmiras Melecho, and the Odom is Chayev. So they are both Shutfim, so each one pays the half. This is what Hezeh says. So Chlima the Maya Odom Belik Havone Dechivim Deim Bikavone Klal. So that Tezeh emphasizes that only Beloi Kavone Klal, if he's not even Sheik of Amazit, but if he's a Sheik of Amazit, so even though it's Beloi Kavone, but it's Koref Nimishavin, he's Sheik of Amazit, so then he does Pata. We hold Amrino only in the Dvorim, with Mivlodes, Odom Chayev. Hi, so since it has reference to the case where it was Beloi Kavone Klal, how can it be in Chuyev Beishes? Beishes requires Kavone. So he says, Hai Dalit Vorim, mein Nezek, Tsar, Vipipo, Visheves. But Beishes not. Avo Beishes in Chayev, Achi Yishavim, Kidoma Bachevev, Lehavik Abo Dvorim, the Lil, the Hosom, Lechoshev Nezek. So in other words, so then there is a Stirem in Eobe. On one hand, Teisves pointed out and reiterated it, that not only Bikavone Mamesh does the Odom part of the Balabeya, but so even Shaloi Bikavone, as long as he's a Peshea, he sure called him Ezit, so he's also Chayev because for the Mais HaEzek, so he also part of the Balabeya. And then he says, Toch Kiridibu, that in the same case, he's Chayev Al Dvorim. But Al Dvorim is Chayev, he couldn't be Chayev in case of Shgoga Mamesh. Al Dvorim is Chayev only in the case of Sheik of Amazit. So if it is Sheik of Amazit, so why Kulam Chayovim? So he should patter the Balabeya. So it's a stira meneobe. Alright, that's the stira. Now then let's just finish the taste. Avobeishin and Chayvash is Chavin Kidom Bachevel, Vlahavik Abot Vorin Delil, the Hosom Lichoshenezik, Vihodi Oma, the Kefel Shlishim Shalevet, Sheikh Chayev, so Chleimad and the Dafke Bikavone, Afal Gavdo Havidumi the Odom. But so it's not mamish dumyidor. Alright, now, so there is a stira. If Teisve says that when an odom bikavone or an odom bipshie, sheik of amazit, is a shutef with a balabeya, so then the odom is chayef completely, and the whole thing, the whole nezek, and the balabeya is potali gamre. So the question is, so why do we say Kulam Chayovim? So obviously, why is Kulam Chayovim? So in order to say Kulam Chayovim, we must say Shaloi Mischav. When the Odom pushed Levi, let's say Shimon pushed Levi, or Levi Shea, Levi Shameya, Bishgogom Amesh. So if it's Bishgogom Amesh, it's not a Sheik Olam Ezit. So why is it a Chiyu of Dalit Vorim? Chiyu of Dalit Vorim is only when Sheik Olam Ezit. So it's a Sheik Olam Ezit. So why doesn't he part of the Balabeya? So it's still an Erebe. Now let's see the taste in Daphne Gimel.
It's a Mezid or Shoge?
No, Mezid Mamesh or Sheik of the Mezid, he parts. If he's a Sheik Mamesh, he doesn't part of the Balabeya. Sheik of the Odom Daphne Gimel on the days, Sheik of the Odom Shetoch for the Beya. Loi shidoch avodom bikavone. Din kein balabeira mai mechayev. Di otto im yosi odom talisi shochaveirei. Bei shochaveirei. Vichi yischayev balayish. Vim tei ma'ari shaloi bikavone. Amai yischayev beishes. Amai yischayev beishes. So what did Teisves davof say? That enoch nami is potter of beishes. And al dvorim doesn't mean nezek sa'ari pushevese beishes. But it means al dvorim that Dvarim doesn't mean Tzar Ripu Sheves or Beishes, but it means Nezek Tzar Ripu Sheves. But Beishes not. That's what Teisves says that Vov, but here Teisves not. Here Teisves is Chelik and Teisves that Vov. He says that Dvarim here means Tzar Ripu Sheves or Beishes. Because Nezek is not discussed here, Nezek is discussed before. But so the question is, how is a chayev beishes? V'yesh leima ki in shiyoda odom bishas nefilas chaverei v'choshe b'kavone mide d'ava nisaper l'sef perek beis. So the Gemara says, if somebody put himself, went up to the roof, and he lay down, he wanted to get his suntan. He lay down. Then a ruach mitzui, an ordinary wind, started to blow, and they dropped it upon a person, and it hurt, he hurt the person, beruach mitzuya. So is chayev nezek tzar ripu sheves, but not beishes. Is chayev nezek tzar ripu sheves, because even though he wasn't mischaving to fall, he was mischaving just to lie down on the roof, and then a hurricane, a regular hurricane, that is very likely to come, so started to blow and threw him down on the person. So he's chayev. So he's a shegi called the mezit ruach mitzuyo. So he's chayev nezek tzar ripu sheves, but beishes not. Beishes requires kavanah. However, the Gemara says at the end of the second perik, if he's nisapir, after the wind blew him down from the roof, so he decided to turn himself to do an exercise and to turn himself over so he'll be able to fall upon a certain person. So Mele is considered no mischavein and is higher for beishes also. So Mele, Teisve says, Sheyav Yodom Shedoch Libeir has reference to the case where, let's say, Reuven dug a bear. Then Shimon pushed Levi into the bear, and Shaloi Bikavone. But then, after he pushed him, he saw that he pushed Levi into the bear, and he was still in a position to save him. He could grab a hold of him, you know, and pick him up so that he shouldn't fall. But he decided, as long as I did it unintentionally, the Evet is the best thing. Let him fall. Some mele is like nisapich. Well, it's not exactly like nisapich. Nisapich means he makes an exercise. He turns himself over. He makes a somersault in the air. I mean, he has to be a very big sportsman to make a somersault in the air. All right, I couldn't do it, but anyway. So, but he did it. So he did something. But here he doesn't do anything. He's completely passive. And he pushed him unintentionally. But then he realized he pushed him. He was in a position to save him, to grab a hold of him, and he decided to have it, let him fall. So it's also considered like nisapich.
But what does it have to be dafka where he can catch him?
What
did the Gemara say? Dafka where he can catch him and save him?
In other words, if he can't catch him, suppose somebody bishayik pushes down Levi, Shimon bishayik pushes down Levi into the bayah, and then he says, I did it unintentionally, and I can't save him, but if I could save him, I wouldn't save him. Then he wouldn't be considered like Nishaven Levayish, just because he has a terrible thought. I mean, in other words, suppose somebody curses another person, so that's considered Nishaven Levayish. Here, if he couldn't catch him, save him, and he just enjoys it. Oh, David, wonderful, that such an accident came to my hands. So that's just a bad thought, you know, he couldn't be. But if he could save him, and then he exploits his malicious thought, in other words, he's not saving him, then he's considered like this Havelavash. Some mele, so there is a variance between the Teisves Daf Nun Gimel and the Teisves Daf Vov. The variance applies to this point. In other words, according to Teisves Daf Nun Gimel, even though Beishes requires kavone, but it doesn't mean that he has to be mischaven to do the mice, as long as he's happy over the Beishes when he's in a position to prevent it, and he's happy, so it's considered nischavi. Why Tesfes Davov says that Dalet Vorim here, Dafin Gimel, doesn't have reference to Tzar Ripu Sheves or Beishes, but it has reference to Nezek Tzar Ripu Sheves, Beishes not, but after all, we can answer the Kashi by saying Banis Apeh. The answer is there is a machlekes between Tesfes Davov and Tesfes Dafin Gimel. What is the aloche that Beishes is only chayev Achi is chavon levaish? So according to Tesfes Davov, it implies a prerequisite that the maisa beishes has to be done with kavone, with intention. If the maisa beishes, the maisa hezek, is not done intentionally, then it's potter of beishes. But Tesfes, some male Tesfes Davov couldn't give the teretz that Tesfes gives Dafnun Gimel, that here it has reference to the case where he pushed Levi, Shimon pushed Levi, Shaloi Bikavone, but after he pushed him, he was in a position to grab a hold of him and save him, and he didn't because he wanted him to fall and get hurt, because then he still would be part of Beishes. True that he enjoyed it, but the Maisa Hezek, the Maisa Trife, was done Shaloi Bikavone. So why does Tesfes Dafnun Gimel say that in such a case is chayef? Because Tesfes Shite Dafnun Gimel is that the aloche verzikob. What do we learn out the Gzeres HaKosuf? Ashi ischav levayish verzikob in bushov. So that's Gzeres HaKosuf, not that the maisa hezek has to be done by kavone. That the gavre has to do it maliciously. The gavre has to do the beishes maliciously. As long as the gavri does it maliciously, even though the maisa trife was not done intentionally, but he was in a position to prevent it and to preclude the act of trife by grabbing hold of him, and he didn't, but maliciously he didn't, because he wanted him to hurt. So that's the machlekes between Tesfes Davov and Tesfes Dafnun Gimel. According to Tesfes Davov, the Gzeres HaKosuv of Verzika Bivushov, Achi Yischavin, implies that the Maise HaKoye has to be done Bikavone. And according to some male in the case where the Maise HaKoye is done Shaloi Bikavone, but then he's in a position to grab a hold of him and prevent the fall, and he doesn't maliciously, so he's still potter. And Tesfes Dafnun Gimel holds the Gzeres HaKosuv of Erzikob Mushov, Achi Yischavin, implies only that the Gavre has to have malicious intent, not that the Maisa Koye should be done Bikavone, but that the Gavre has to have malicious intent. So Menele, even if the Maisa Koye itself was done Shaloi Bikavone, but he was in a position to prevent it and he didn't, so that means the Gavre had malicious intent, so he's chayav beishes. So that's the only machlekes. But except for that, Tesfes Davov applies the case of Shir Vodim Shetoch Flubeir in the same way as Tesfes Dafnun Gimel. So Mele will be able to answer the steering Tesfes Davov. We said there is a steering in Neon Bein Tesfes. On one hand, Tesfes says that if Ruvain digs a pair and Shimon pushes Levi into the pair, bikavone, or even shaloi bikavone, but should be negligently, be with pshia. Pshia called the mezit, so he patters Ruvain completely. On the other hand, he says, if Shimon pushes Levi Shalom. Bishelik Mamesh. So they are both chayv, the Barabeir and the Adam. And then the Gemara says that they are in Dalet Vorim, so there is a chiv Dalet Vorim. So if there is a chiv Dalet Vorim, so apparently Shimon did it negligently, because if he didn't do it negligently, so Mele, it would be chayv Dalet Vorim, because a sheigeik is part of the advarim, it's only chayv nezik. And here, in that case, there is a chayv advarim. So Shimon pushed Levi, b'sheigeik over mezit. And then, at the same time, he says, the reason is why kulam chayov in Barabir is also chayv, and the Odom doesn't patter it, because the tchif was shalei b'kavone. But if the tchif was shalei b'kavone klal, that means not even sheik of the mezit. So then he doesn't. So then there is no dalet dvorim. And the Gemara says there is dalet dvorim. So the tchife must have been done be sheik of the mezit. If he sheik of the mezit, so he should patter the balabeir. Why doesn't he patter the balabeir? Yes.
Why can't you say that the tchife kedei lahazik, but not into the bar?
What?
Say he did a tchif for lahazik. He wanted to be mazik in it, but he didn't want to be mazik him on the bar. Okay.
So it also be. So in that case, in other words, he just wanted to push him a little bit on the svasa bear.
No, and he didn't see the bar. He didn't see the bar.
Yeah.
He didn't see the bar. He wanted to push him into the wall.
Yeah.
He wanted to push him into the wall.
Yeah.
He didn't like the pshat. He said he threw him against the wall.
So then
he called the bar.
He would be sheik of the mezit. Of course he'd be sheik of the mezit.
No, but so there he had kavanah.
No, the halacha is, suppose a person is even is having lahariges habeimo v'hoages ha'odom, so he cannot get goles, and because goles is no kapora for him. If the giladam kills him, he's potter, because the sheik of the mezit, if he was mishaving to push him, but he didn't know there is a pit here, the brother. He wanted to push him against the wall, just to break his neck. But then, to his surprise, he found out that he fell into the bear. He wasn't pushed towards the wall. He certainly shake off, amazed it. Suppose such a thing would happen, and the victim would get killed, so he couldn't get goles, he would be shake off, amazed it. Goles wouldn't be a kapor.
Let's say it was mazik. He wanted to be mazik number one there, and hazik happened
to be. So he'll be chayv dalet dvorim. And he'll be chayv veishes too, because there it's mamish and it's chavim levayish. He'll be chayv
heidah. No, it's different vayishes. He
wasn't chavim levayish
until
the fall. So he would be chayv beishes for the whole thing. Because as long as there is kavoneh to be mevayish, even though the kavoneh was not this, the whole extent, so he'll be chayv. Certainly, he'll certainly be a sheik of amazing. But the answer is, teisves here visualizes the same case as Teisves Daf Nun Gimel. Teisves Daf Nun Gimel says that the Gemara of Shev Odom Shadoch Lebeir has reference to the case where Shimon pushed Levi into the Beir below Kavone Klau, b'sheigeg mamish. But then the question is, so Teisves says the Kasha, why is a Chayev Dalet Dvorim? And Teisves assumes there is Chayev in Beishes. So Teisves says it has reference to the case that while he pushed Shlevi B'shaloi B'kavone Klal, but he was in a position to prevent it, and he didn't. So Mimele, according to Teisves Daf Nun Gimel, since he was in a position to prevent it and he didn't take advantage of that, so Mimele is chayv in Beishes. Teisves here is chayv. Beishes is not chayv. But insofar as Sar Ripu Sheves is concerned, so Teisves will agree with the Teisves Daf Nun Davov, will agree with Teisves Daf Nun Gimel that he is considered the Sheik of Mezit. Because why is Sheik of Mezit Chayev Dalet Dvorim? So we said, because Dalet Dvorim, the Mechayev for Dalet Dvorim is not the failure to exercise Shmira over his goof. That's enough, sufficient to be Mechayev in Nezit. But to be mechayev in Dalet Dvorim, he has to do in my sakol. V'chi yirivun anoshim. V'yirivun anoshim means him is the mechayev is the my sakol. Not the failure to exercise shmire over his goof. But for the my sakol. But my sakol, so there is aloha from his chachmone pat. And So not dafke onus gomor, even din onus. But we said, sheig shkogom ame. Because by Israel there is a special Ptur of Shgogo. There, by Israel there is a Hoch of Asroi and Kabbalah Asroi also. So even if he's Mezit Mamish, if it's not, if it doesn't involve Asroi and Kabbalah Asroi, so it's not considered Mezit Gomo, Al Haskama Vechamo, when he Sheik of the Mezit, of course, he's Potter. So there is a Ptur of Shgogo. By Beneach there is no Ptur of Shgogo, but there is a Ptur of Onus. So if it's Gogo Mamesh, then, as the Rambam says in Perek of Talit and Chasishis, that Shehash Gogo Tzadenes Yeshbo, what it means Tzadenes Yeshbo, has a Dinenes, but if it's Gogo Mamesh, but if it's Chogo Kovle Mezit, then it doesn't have Dinenes. So the question is, why isn't the Shehi Kovle Mezit Chayiv Misa Chayiv Kores? Because by Israel, there is a Ptur of Shgogo, so Sheik of the Mezit is also Shgogo, but Onus it isn't. Mashenkin Shgogo Mamesh, not Sheik of the Mezit, has a din of Onus. So Mele, the Chiyuv of Dalet Vorim is based upon the Maisa Akoye. So since it's based on Maisa Akoye, so he applied the general Ptur of Onus, Manaral Sasedovo, even not Onus Gomo, just a din Onus. So Shgogo is Potter, Yoshein is Potter of Dalet Vorim because he's an Onus, but Shei Kolev LeMezid is not Onus, so he's Chayev Dalet Vorim. He's Chayev Dalet Vorim. So Mele, Ligabe, Teises, we asked that there is a stir in Teises Meilbe. On one hand, Teises says that if the Odom is a Pishaya, is a Shei Kolev LeMezid, then he patters Balabir. On the other hand, he says that here he doesn't pat the balabeya because Shimon pushed Levi shaloi bikavon eklal. That means he was Ishgogo. If he was Ishgogo, not Shei called him Mezid. So why is he chayim dalet vorim? The answer is what the Stasis of Nun Gimel say. That here the Gemara of Shevon Shloch Lebeir is reference to the case where the Shei of the Odom, where the Odom was Deiche, the another Odom or Shei into the bear, shaloi bikabone klal. But after he pushed him, he was able to save him, grabbing hold of him. And he didn't try to save him. So mele, that means he's not an honest. Because, so that means that he's not an honest. The ptur, so if he's not an honest, so mele is like shege kol mezit. So the Gavre becomes like Sheik Olmez, you see. Limafreya becomes a Sheik Olmez. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishenim. The Miri mentions in Sanhedrin, two days. Now, the Halach is Bav Gizor, is Yoy Waliyavra. Still, the Rambam Paskins and most Rishenim. There is the Shitra Mach is Kineget, but most Rishenim agree with the Shittas Rambam that even though Bav Gizor is Yoival Yaver, but suppose he's Obav Loinarak, he's Potter of Onshin. Because an Onus is not an Onus Gomo. Couldn't say my Avon never at all.
Onus by the Gizor?
Yeah. So he's Potter of Onshin. He's Potter of Onshin. Because Onus Rachmone Patr, Vilanaro Lisase Dovo, and he's Koshaleides. So that's the Chuving Rivosh. You know, all the Anusim in Spain, you know, in 1942.
The Moranos,
yeah, who are in a position.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Anusim, they are Koshaleides. Koshaleides, even though they act Shalikidin, they won't miss a Nefesh. They won't miss a Nefesh themselves.
They were supposed to be Moses.
Okay, yes, of course. So they are Potter of Onshin and they are Koshaleides, because Onus Rachmone Patr. So they didn't have the Shem Roshe to be Poshaleides, because they had a Din Onus, not Onus in Murim, but they had a Din Onus. Now, they were... So the Miri mentions, now there is a Lashon Rambam in Hilchas Yisei De'Atayim. As a matter of fact, it is implicit in the Lashon Rambam also. The first page, Hilchas Yisei De'Atayim. You have it? In Perikim Lachis Atira Alocha Dalet, V'chol mi shenemar bei Yorig val Yaveh V'nerag v'liovar Hari ze Kiddush es Hashem V'imhoyo ba'asoro mi Yisrael Hari ze Kiddush es Hashem B'ravim K'doni el Hananya Mishol Bazarye V'rabakibe v'chaveyov V'ilehi narugi malchu Sheimailo amalosan V'alehim nemar k'olecho Yeragnu k'olayim Nechshav nekusin tifro V'alehim nemar Yisvulu chasidei k'yosi Prisi alizevach V'chol mi shenema b'yorek bol yavir V'ova v'linerag Hari ze mechales Hashem V'imhoyo ba'asoro mi Yisrael Hari ze chiles Hashem b'rabim U'bitil mitzesese Shehu kiddush Hashem V'ova al mitzes lo yisese Shehu chil Hashem V'af al pichein Mipni sh'ova b'ines Im val k'neisei V'in tzorch v'imar Shehim emisi neisei Bezden אפיל הוער ביינס שיין מאלקין און מיסין לייב בסייני ובידן ועשוי שנמע בניסי מזר למלך ונוסעתי אספנאי בישהו מפי השמוע לומדו אהו לא יונוס ולא ישגיק ולימותי ומה עם אבדס כחובים שיחמורו מן הקיר הויבי דיסו ביינס אין החייב קורס ונצורך לימה מסבזן קל וחיימה לישור מצווס אמורס בתאירו וברעי אסועימה ולנער לסעסדובו אבל אם יוכל למעלית נפשי ולברח מתחס יד המלך ראשו והנה איסה הנה יהיו כי כלף שוב על קיי והוא נקרא ודאביס כחום במזית והוא נתחת מנו אלו מהבו וירית למדרגה התחתינה של גנים There are certain כסביעד that don't have the last expression but in many כסביעד there's this expression So the Mirin Sanhedrin explains the Shittus Rambam what does Rambam mean in other words even though when a person is Eved Avrizore is Eved Avrizore under coercion meaning the alternative would be to death so he's an onus he's kosher eides he doesn't have a Shem Rosh he's potter of onshin but if let's say there were a number of anusim in Spain there were a number because the decree by Ferdinand and Isabella at that time was that any Jew who is not ready to embrace Christianity has to leave, let's say, that was by a certain date. And that was, it happened to be Tisha B'Av, 1492 Tisha B'Av, it happened to be. I don't know what date it was in the civil calendar. I don't know. So, Columbus arrived in America and in Kippur, and he left Spain. He left on Tisha B'Av, I don't remember. And Yom Kippur at that time was October 12th. But what was the Tisha B'Av in the civil calendar, I don't know. That I don't know, because I never read about it. But when he arrived, it was October 12th, and it was
year,
in Kippur.
The same year of the decree.
Yeah, of course the decree. Same year that they left. I mean, it took them a few months to get to America. So the decree by Ferdinand and Isabella was that any Jew who does not embrace Christianity by that day, by Tisha B'Av, let's say, in 1492, so one of two things, either if he doesn't embrace, either he embraces Christianity or he'll be burnt, you know, the Inquisition, that was the death. So, many Jews left, and unfortunately, there were many Jews who didn't live. Why didn't they live? I mean, no one knows. Maybe because they couldn't live. I mean, they couldn't, you know, it's so simple to live. There were many sick people and elderly people who couldn't walk. I mean, it's not so simple. But there were many Jews who didn't live. So they were anusim. So, and they are kosher ladies, and there is a chuvas rivosh that those anusim who did not leave and they embraced Christianity and they embraced Christianity because they did not want to be killed. So they are anusim, they are kosher ladies. However, there are a number of Jews who after Tisha B'Av had an opportunity to escape with impunity, without being caught. You know, that it wasn't like today, you know, when you have guards, you know, at every border, and they don't let you escape. There are many Jews. So the Rivosh Paskent, and the Miri mentions that, not ligabe et gili svorat, I mean, the Rivosh was also before gol svorat, but there were similar situations. So the Rivosh Paskent, that any Jew who violated at the very outset, he embraced Christianity, beines, so is koshaleides, but if afterwards he is able to escape and he doesn't, so mimele, he is postulates. And this is the pshat in the Rambam. Avol im yochel im alit nafshei v'lifreach mitachas yad ha-melech ha-rosho v'hine eise hu niki kelef shoval kiei. And he says, v'hu niko evit avzikhovim b'meizit v'hu nitchat mino ilam abo v'yiret l'madriga tachtine shol genin. This is the only place in Yod HaZoko where the Rambam mentions genin.
Only place?
The only place where the Rambam mentions the term genin. In Perush HaMishnei he discusses it, genin, but in Yod HaZoko is the only place where the Rambam mentions the term genin. Alright, now, so that is a raya, that is lifluk, that is a raya, that if a person was an anus at the time of the maise, but later on he is able to, you know, to prevent it, so his melee is not an onus, so retroactively is not an onus. But it's not a raya mochachas from here. Why? Because we could say the Rambam is reference to a case like Golus Forat. So in other words, Golus Forat, probably it wasn't that one maise ines, they just forced the Jews one time in 1492, you declare that you embrace Christianity. They probably, they were constantly chasing the Jews, so many times they forced them to profess Christianity. So Mele, if a person had an opportunity to escape, so it wasn't just to preclude a maise that took place, but it was to prevent future maisim of Shmat. Because so maybe it's not a raya gemura. Maybe in a case where the person already did avodah zarah, and then there were no other future avodah zarahs, so even if he has an opportunity to escape, he's not considered chovim meizid. But the Rambam is reference to a case where a person is an onus and is constantly subjected to the possibility that every day they might force him to profess Christianity. Some mele, of course, he's an Ividav, he's all amazing, but in the case like here, where Shimon pushed Levi into the bayah, unintentionally, Bishegi Gomo, but then he was able to grab a hold of him and he didn't. So that he should be considered an amazing retroactively, that not. So it's not a raya gemura from this Rambam, but there is a raya from the Shidin Kobetzes in Ksuvis. You have a gemara Ksuvis? Says it explicitly, and the court is actually it's a gemara meforeshes in Ksuvis. There's a lot of come the Rambam that if somebody is mazik momen at the time he doesn't aver for which is chayv mise, so he's potter of tashlum. So zohar chetz mitrilas dalet l'seiv dalet v'koras roim balachose, so he's potter. But Rav Nechunya ben Akone says that the din of kom de rabne applies to koras also. In other words, if somebody will be zerik chetz ha'im kippah, there is no mise, Mrs. Best just chorus. Zerik ches mitzchilas dalek se dalek in kippah. Chorus roin balachose is so bipota. There is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove.
What? Where's the case by Mammon by
kippah?
Yeah, Yom Kippur.
Zorak ches mitzchilas dalek. Oh, se dalek no shusarabi.
Oh, that's a malacha.
Malacha, yeah. because Roim Balechose is according to Rabbi Nachuni ben Akone is Potter as a Mazik. There is a machlekes between Daf Lamed and Beis, between Abaye and Rabbe, where the Misvei Shemayim has the same din as Kores, or Misvei Shemayim does not have the same din as Kores. So Abaye says that according to Chuni ben Akone, so Misvei Shemayim has the same chumres, the same din as Kores, just as Kores patters from Tashlumim. So Misvei Shemayim also patters Tashlumim. Rabbe says no, only Kores. Kores is more chumor than Misvei Shemayim, but Misvei Shemayim does not patter Tashlumim. So the Gemara says, "My ike bin Rabbe le'Abaye." On a practical level, ike binaye daflamin on base, ike binaye zar shochel tumor le'Abaye poter. Ulirove chay. If he's zar, he's truma, so there is misibli shamay. So according to Abaye, so he's potter according to Nachum Lakoni, because there is a, because the chiyuv momin for mazik and the chiyuv misibli shamayim, so it is at the same time. But according to Rove, so even Rabbi Nachum Yaakone only applies the din of Kum Rabbeinu Gabei Chiyuv Kores, not Ligib Gabei Chiyuv Misvei Shemayim. So Abaye Poter or Lechayim. Well, Abaye Poter, the Omar Afriz the Maid Rabbeinu Nachum Ben Akone, began if Chelbe Shal Chavere, the Ochle Shu Chayev, Shefon Nishay, Big Neve, Kedim Shaboli, the Isachelev, it has to be simultaneous. Almed Mid Nedag, be a Kanye, Mishay Ben Afshil Ave, Ad Ochle, Ochanam Bid Nedag, be a Tetrumo, so is Kone, became a Chuyev, and Mishay Ben Afshil Ave, Ad Ochle. So why do we say that Labaye is Poter? So in Mahoch Maskinon, Kishitochal Haver Lisechpiv, when the one who ate the Trume didn't make Agboy. Let's say Shimon ate the Trume and Reuven pushed it into his Bezabli. So the two Chiyuvim were the same time. Hey Chadom, Idi Motzela Dure Neda, Iloi Motzela Dure Amai Chayef, Monefshach. Reuven pushed. Shimon, idemos la dure neda vichli adre. So in other words, if he could spit it out, so let him spit it out. And if he doesn't, so he becomes mechuyev momen at that moment, even before it goes down into the stomach. So mimele. So it's not coming to Rabne. V'yid eloi motze l'adure. V'yid eloi motze l'adure. Am I chayev mise onusu. But if he cannot vomit it out, so then why is a chayev mise v'shamayim is an onus? So the Betzes points out, but the Betzes says Sikashi. Even in other words, the Gemara says loy motzla adure is an onus, but if motzla adure is not an onus, so the Shemuk Betzes points out even in the case when he doesn't do a thing, Reuven pushes, he puts his finger into the esophagus and pushes it into the stomach, but if he can make a resistance and fight him back and push Reuven away and he doesn't do it, so then he's not an onus and he's chayiv misvei shamayim. When is an onus? So this is Betzes explaining Rashi. Rashi says id loy motzala dur onusu. So Rashi implies, but if it's motzala dur, he's not an onus. So what does it mean? Not an onus. If motzala dur, even if he can do it by pushing, suppose Reuven pushes him, holds on to him, but Shimon can push him away and then he'll be able to vomit it out, so it's not an onus, so retroactively is birot. So here we have that din, that even if at the time of, after all, when he doesn't vomit it out, he doesn't do anything, what does he do? He acts like an object, like a dummy. Reuven pushes him into the esophagus, he puts his finger into the esophagus and pushes it. But still, so the maise was done already. But if he's in a position to kick him and push away and then to vomit it out, and he doesn't vomit it out, so mele is not an onus and he's chayv mishmai. In other words, suppose a person will push in chilef into the esophagus, and then he tells him, oh, you know, I just pushed in chilef. If he's able to vomit it out by straining himself, and he doesn't do it, so it's chayiv misbe, it's chayiv kores by chilef, and by truma he's chayiv mizishmai. So we see that's the shnik betzes. Is so we see that even if at the time of the maise he was an anus, but if afterwards he can prevent it, and he doesn't, so retroactively he's not an anus. So mele the Aloch and the Rambam also is reference to the case. Like this, we could say that the Aloch and the Rambam is reference to a case, like in Spain, where there is always a possibility that there will be future shmads, future avrizos, because they were constantly under suspicion, you know, that they would observe the Torah. So from time to time, they forced them to reiterate their acceptance of Christianity. So it wasn't an inyan of preventing a maise that was done before. But this, in Shinuk Besa Siya is Mefosh. So Mele, there is no stira in the thesis. There is no stira in the thesis. Einochanam, that Teis Veshite is that the aloche if an Odom is a shutef with a balabeya in a certain hezek, and if the Odom does his hezek bikavone mamish, or bishei kol lemezid, so then he is chayev for the mais hezek, whereas the balabeya is only chayev for the pshie. So mele, when a certain hezek is done bishutfes, and one can be chayev only on the basis of pshie, and the other one is chayev for the mais hezek, so the one who is chayev for the Mais HaEzek patters the one whose sole basis of liability is Pshir. Mimele, if the Odom Shimon pushes Levi into the bay of dog by Ruvain, because so he is Chayev and Ruvain is not Chayev at all. And the same thing if Shimon pushes him Bishay called the Mezit, so there is no Ptur of Onus. Only Shkog Mamesh has it in Onus. But Sheik of the Mezik, not full Sheik, does not have a din of onus. Some Meli is Chayiv Alivon. So then we ask the Kashe, Teisve says that the reason is to why Bashir Odom Shetoch Fulibeya. So in his own Kul Chayovin, because he the Odom pushed, let's say, Levi Shaloi Bikavone Klau. Or Levi Sheya, Levi Schameya, Shalei Bikavone Klal. So it was Bishay Gigmamesh. So the question is, so why does he have to pay the Alez Varim? The answer is Tesis, Afnan Gimel says, that there it is reference to the case, that while at the very outset he pushed him Shalei Bikavone Klal, but he was in a position to prevent it. And he didn't. So Mimele, according to Tesis, Afnan Gimel, retroactively is considered even Mishavim Ligabibashis. So Tesis here is Chilik. The Gabi Beishes, so there is a prerequisite that the Maiseh Ahezek has to be done Bikavone, not that the Gavra should have malicious intent. But as far as the other Dalit Dvorim are concerned, so the only Ptur by Shkog Mamesh is Onus, Din Onus. But in the case where he's able later on to prevent the Maiseh Ahezek and he doesn't, then he's retroactively determined as amazing. Some mele is chayav alivon. So then you ask Monefshach, if he's not an onus and he's retroactively determined as amazing, some mele let him patter the balabeya. So there's a difference. In order to that the maisa hezik should patter the balabeya, so then at the very outset there has to be a maisa hezik. But if at the very outset There is no Maisa Hezek for which he can be chayev, but it is retroactively determined as a Maisa Hezek, so then he cannot part of the Barabia. So in Mele, there is no steer in the thesis. There is no steer in the thesis. So in other words, we said yesterday that this thesis seems to be in conflict with the tesis, the big tesis. One second, daf hey on the base, the big tesis kishodis beya binaye, because tesis there says v'im tema mi beya v'odom name hicha ose mali beya v'odom shachimais of gomolei v'yesh lima de ose mi beya v'odom yoshin oin eifel min agag beruach shin mitzio de chayev. So why does this emphasize ruach shin mitzio and yoshin? Because if it's a ruach mitzio, then it is Maisa Gomolei, because then he's chayev for the Maisa Isaac. Then he's chayev for the Maisa Isaac. So then the question arose, and then I said it's mistaber that insofar as the chiyuv of Dalei Dvorim is concerned, so there it's for the Maisa Isaac, it's not just for the Pshiyeh. So then the question arose, and then the question arose, so why does this seer say davov that there is a chiyuv of Dalei Dvorim, even though the Maisa Hezek, Maisa Tchifeh, was Bishgogo Mamesh, but he was it was Bipshie. So Mimele, he's chiyuv Dalei Dvorim, but he cannot be Mechuyev. So why? Because he was in a position. He was in a position to save him, but that could be only the basis for that chiyuv is the pshiyeh. No, the answer is it's not the pshiyeh, because since there is aloha inonus that if after the maise that was done by Enes, he's in a position to annul the maise, let's say like of in Ksubis Daflamet, he's in a position to push the person who pushed the trauma into his Beis Abliye, to push him away and then to vomit it, and he doesn't do it, then retroactively he's determined as not being an onus. Onus means he couldn't help it. All right, even though din onus, but din onus also means that substantially he's not at fault. He's not an onus gomor because substantially he's not at fault, but he is at fault. He should have been misanefesh himself. But if he's in a position to annul the act by vomiting or escaping, whatever, or by grabbing a hold of Levi so that he shouldn't fall into the bottom of the bear, and he doesn't do it, then it's retroactively determined that he's completely at fault. Even though at the very outset he was not at fault. But now, he becomes, the gavre is completely at fault. And in order to patter him on the basis of Maris HaSadovo, it doesn't matter whether the Maise was Beinus, whether the gavre was Beinus. In other words, if the gavre is anonymous, but if he is in a position to annul the act, to nullify the act, by running away, by grabbing a hold of Levi so that he shouldn't fall, and he doesn't do it, so then the gavre is at fault. He's not an onus. He's certainly at least a sheik of mezit, or even a mezit gomor, the gavre. So, but he's a sheet at avovis, the gabi beishes, so it's not enough that the gavre is malicious. The mice has to be done with intent, and not that the gavre is malicious. Tesis Daphne Gimu holds that Ligabi Beishes, it is enough if the Gavri is malicious, even though the Maise was not done by Kavone. And Tesis Davov Shite is that Ligabi Beishes, so the Maise has to be done with malice, with intent. Not that the Gavri is malicious. Mashein King Ligabi Dado Daledvorn, Tsar, Ripu, Sheves, so there the Chiyuv is for the Maise Isaac. But if he has a dinoni, the gavri is an onus. So onus rachman a patre. But she covered mezit, so the gavri is not an onus. So even if the maise, the outset was bishgogog muro, no kavone at all, but if he was in a position to rectify it, and he didn't rectify it, so that means the gavre is not an onus. If the gavre is not an onus, so merely the ptur of onus rachmei patra doesn't apply, so it's chayim d'alivorim. But ligabi patering the balabeya, so only if at that time there was a ma'is ha'hezik that can be mechayevim, so then it patters the balabeya. But if at that time of the ma'is ha'hezik he couldn't be mechayevim, only because of a contingent event, so he became mechuyev for the ma'is ha'hezik, so then he doesn't patter the balabeya. So mele there is no stira in this case. Now, yesterday I mentioned that in explaining the halacha that Beneach is chayev is potter for shgogo mamish, but sheikov makes it is chayev. Why is it so? The answer is by Israel there is a ptur of anus and there is a ptur of sheik. By Beneach there is no ptur of shgogo. There is only a ptur of anus. Anus is a general ptur, twice everybody. So mele shgogo mamish has a din onus, as the Rambam says in Perkei Avot and Chasidus, Shehashgogo ve'echad ha'oines ve'hashgogo, Shehashgogo tzadinis yesh bo. What does it mean, tzadinis yesh bo? Has a din onus. He is not an onus gomor to be potter of kol, but he has a din onus to be that she is mikaras l'bayim. Why does the Rambam have to say that? Because by Shishish Zin, so the Torah doesn't mention that there is aloche b'mezi dafke, she's a sole bailo, and b'shgogo she muteres the bailo. All the Torah mentions is he lo nitfiso, ho nitfiso muteres. So onus muteres the bailo. So the question is, that's onus. She was raped. But suppose she makes a mistake. She thinks that the man was her husband, and then it turns out it was another man. So then she's mutaras labailo. Why is she mutaras labailo? She's not an anus. So the Rambam says, because shashgogo v'yoreines echodein, shashgogo tzadeines yishbe. So that means that shgogo has a din onus. So the question is, why does, is so, oh, shgogo has a din onus. But only Shgogo has a din onus. But Sheikov Meizi does not have a din onus. Sheikov Meizi does not have a din onus. But where there is a din of Shgogo, so then it's still Shgogo. Mashiach came by Shishas, and so there is no aloha of Shgogo, only of onus. So that would mean that suppose an Shishish is Mizane, Shaloi be Meizi, but she's a Shigeges Krevel Meizi. So then she'll be a sole bail. Then she'll be a sole bail. All right. The Rambam says that that if a woman was mizane because she thought that the man was her husband, and then it turned out wasn't her husband, so then she mutaras labail. But suppose she was a pishas in not recognizing that it was not her husband. So then in Echlame she'll be a sole bail. There are many tshuves, you know, of scoundrels, you know, who came in the dark, you know, and then they were mizane, and the woman thought that it was her husband. She didn't know, and it was dark, had no way of verifying it, you know. It wasn't like today, you can turn on the electric light, you know, and you see. So Mimele, she was not a shigeges horribly mazit. So she was a din of anus. But suppose it's a situation like today when you can turn on the light. So let's say if there is a lamp near the bed and you can turn on the light and to see, so then she would be a sole baila, because then she's a shigeges krevel mezit. So then only a shigi gomo has a din of anus. But a shigi krevel mezit does not have a din of onus. The Beneach Kosovo Behemo Vinim Sodom is Chayev Misi. But he was a Shgogo. He thought it was a Behemo. In other words, he saw a certain being standing from far, and he thought it was a monkey. So he threw a chetz, and then it turned out to be a human being. A Beneach is Chayev Misi. Why? Because the Chayi called him Ezek. So the same thing, if you Nishishish will be Mizani, and the circumstances where she was called Kevel Ezek because she could have verified it, and she didn't, so should be Asur about it. Now, there are more. The Gemara says in Makis, Kosovo behema vnim sodom ebeneach is chayv mis. Ema muter ebeneach is chayv mis. You know what we say? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Is the sheikh all amazing? You should have known though. So somebody is ever ebeneach, is ever zay mis ebeneach, and he doesn't know. So is the sheikh all amazing? He is chayv. So ema muter is called amazing. Now, so what would be, let's say, suppose a woman commits adultery, and then she says, I was raised in a home where the parents didn't teach me anything, nothing. I didn't know that there is anything wrong to commit adultery, just like that. So, is she asur lebailo or she is mutaris lebailo? So, there is a tshuvas marik about it, because the Rambam says if a woman makes a mistake and she thinks that the one who is with her is her husband, and then it turns out that it was somebody other than her husband, so she materas la baila mipnei shehashgogo tzadonus yeshbo. So the Rambam says, so how about in a muter? So the Marik says in a muter, in eres muter, is asur la baila. Why? Because Israel, the amount of them, ish, kisiste, ishte, umoale, vaimoal. So the Torah says, the hilo nitviso. So then she's asur. So the Torah doesn't say umal umal badishem, as the Torah many times says legabi mila bikotchim. So here the Torah doesn't say umal umal badishem. Ish kisise ishtei umal vaymal. The reason as to why she's asur lebailo is not because of the avera she committed badish against HaKadosh Baruch, but she betrayed her husband. So Mele, a maris muter, if a woman is mizane with a man because she thought it was her husband, so then she didn't betray the husband because she didn't know, she thought it was. But if she knows it's a man, but she doesn't know that it's also committed adultery, so then she's a sole bailo because she eats still moala beimoa. And there are more pastors like that.
That's Marik's own deal?
Marik's own. It's not a deal. That's Pshutishal Mikro according to the Marik. I wouldn't say it, but the Marik.
Why can't you just say Hayol Lalulumay?
One second. Good question. Yeah, Lalulumay. In other words, if we say, yeah, that's why I mean. That's why I'm mentioning it. That's why I'm mentioning it. Because if we say, as I said, that according to the Rambam, there is no din of a mizane b'shegeg is mutaras lebailo. V'lo nitviso. Ho nitviso mutaras. Mizane b'emes. So then the question, but not sheik. So if she makes a mistake and she thinks that it was her husband, she'd be asur lebailo. She wasn't forced. So the Rambam says, "Bisadenes yeshbo." So, and with the analogy from Beneach, so it would follow from the analogy of Beneach that the Beneach is only potter for regular full shgogo, not for sheikol mezid, because only full shgogo has a din onus, but sheikol mezid does not have a din onus, and ligabe ima mutaba Beneach is chayev mis. Why? Because sheikol mezid. So Mele, here it should Kfala, according to the Rambam, she's Asur Lebailo, not because of the lomdus of the Marik, but simply because she cares, what do you mean? She doesn't know it's, that it's Osa. She should have known. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. She cares, call me. So isn't it mashma from the Marik, not the way we said, that according to Marik, even if she gets called rivalry mazit, is also materas lebayla. In other words, so then the kashi is, so why is she called the mazit by bnei achayev mise? So then we have to say, that there is a difference between regular shgogo and sheikov mezit. Regular shgogo has a dinonus also. Sheikov mezit does not have a dinonus. Because sheikov mezit has a dinonus, so every b'neach would be potter for sheikov mezit. So why does the Marik say that the only reason is why meres muter is asur lebailo, because the special to sakosuf umwalo mwalo biisho, not umwalo mwalo badishem. So it's not even based upon my saver, and he says something else. He mentions a seemingly very good raya. The Gemara says Megillah, Kash Esther said to Mordechai, Kasha Ovaditi Ovaditi. Why Kasha Ovaditi? Because Esther was forced to have a relationship with Achashverosh, so she was Muteres. Even though she was an Ishishish, but Kalkailam, whatever the reason, I mean, Rishayim discussed it. So Ishmetara, she was an Anuso. So the previous times, she was called by Achashverosh. She didn't come to Achashverosh. Every time Achashverosh wanted her, so he called her. And they took him to Achashverosh, so she's an Anuso. But this time, she was the one who took the initiative in going to Achashverosh, and she knew that what would be the consequences, there will be a relationship. So this time it wouldn't be Beinus. So Mele, until that time when she entered Hashveres, so she was Tivelis Mechikish Hashveres, and she was married to Mordechai. But this time, so Mordechai couldn't live with her anymore because she was Asura to Mordechai. That's the Gemara in Megillah, Kasher Avaditi Avaditi. That's right. So the question is, but she, Mordechai told her to go to Hashveres. So in other words, she was allowed to take the initiative. What was that? So Achalas Klal Yisrael, I mean, whatever. But one thing is clear, that what Esther did was better. Mordechai told her whether it was better because of his special Yerusha, or it was a heter, because Karkeilom, or it was a heter, because of Hatzolos Klal Yisrael, discussed by the Marik, by the Nehude, but it was bad. Whatever the reason was, it was better. So, if it's better, so why is she Asur to Mordechai? The answer is, the Marik says, Umwal Umwal Bish, she's not Asur Lebailo for the Aveir of being Mizaneh. She's Asur Lebailo because she betrayed her husband. The previous time she didn't betray the husband because she was forced by Achashverosh. But this time she was not forced by Achashverosh. She took the initiative. So it was a heter, she had the mitzvah, everything. But there was a betrayal of the husband anyway.
How could you betray the husband when the husband sent her?
That's considered a betrayal of the husband.
You told him to betray him.
But you told him to betray him.
Oh.
That's the betrayal of the husband. The betrayal of the husband. You see. Some melee, some. I don't want to discuss it now. But there is something like that. That will take way too much time. It's still considered a betrayal of the husband. From Rashi in Sanhedrin, that the Bneach is chayev for Yifasteya. If he takes a Yifasteya who is married to a man and he has a relationship with her, so he's chayev for Gezel. Rashi says he's chayev for Gezel. Gezel can get home, connected the husband. So it's much from Rashi that even in a case where the husband says to the Jew, I give you reshus, he's still chayev for gezel. How is a chayev for gezel? It's gezel es ishti. It doesn't matter, this is a different kind of gezel. It's not gezel mame. Gezel mame, so it's nitl mechile. But gezel of arayes is not nitl mechile. So this betrayal, even though Mordechai told her, and it was al pi adibo b'ro hakedesh, it was a mitzvah, but mo'al b'isho it was. So